Jerry Bader Show 935. Aaron Rodgers, NFL Packers better off with JerMichael Finley playing. Rodgers, has spoken to Finley, who is reportedly weighing a decision to return against trying to cash in a $10 million insurance policy after last year's serious neck injury, and says the tight end looks great working out, adding that Packers and the entire NFL would be better off with Finley. So Finley's trying to decide if he wants to cash in on that policy. $10 million? He's not going to get that from anyone. Jason, I missed this. Jason, you're saying he has been cleared to play, or at least by the Steelers. The Steelers offered him a deal and he turned it down. I had missed that. I haven't been following it all that close. It's weird. I mean, training camp is open. Here in Green Bay, there's the usual buzz, the kids letting Packer players ride their bikes and so on. It's hard to believe that we're already there. That training camp is underway, and the next thing you know, we'll have football. In fact, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday, August 9th, I believe. JerMichael Finley, Steelers offered a contract, but money wasn't there. So, again, what the problem is, okay, but Finley has since been cleared to play by Dr. Joseph C. Maroon, who just so happens to be the Steelers' team doctor. Pittsburgh showed me a couple of deals, but all we know, the money ain't what it's supposed to be. If I quit the game right now, I can take tax-free money, and that's a difficult thing that I'm going through with myself. The tax-free money Finley mentions is a $10 million insurance policy should he never play another down in the NFL. That is a really tough decision. If he still has a love for the game, he's 27. If he still has a love for the game and he thinks he can play and a team wants him, he suffered a very serious injury. Could anybody blame him? If he is able to play, let's say he's been cleared to play, and let's say he thinks he can play at a high level. Jason, would you criticize him for taking the $10 million and calling it a career? I wouldn't. I wouldn't criticize him whichever way he goes. I don't think there's any criticism to be made. I think it's going to be a really tough decision. And I think here's what I'm totally speculating here. I think that $10 million insurance policy, he says it's tax-free, is going to make it very difficult for almost any team to sign him. Because they're going to be guarded. It was a serious injury. Even if he's cleared, they've got to be a little jittery about that. And you don't know what player is coming back. I would think, knowing that they essentially, here's the way teams have to look at this. There's essentially a standing offer out there of $10 million not to play for the rest of his life. I don't think any NFL team under these conditions can compete with that. And I don't know, I would assume, but I shouldn't, that JerMichael Finley knows they're not going to come close to that. But he might be looking for a match in terms of $3 million over 3 years, you know, or something close. I don't think he's going to get that. I think he's too high risk. Unless you just make it incredibly incentive-laden, I think it's an interesting conundrum, to say the least. All right, I want to get your thoughts on this one. Now, let me start by saying this, and I say this every time we take up this type of issue. We have not taken up this type of issue in a long time. I say this with no shame or embarrassment at all. There are women in this world more physically qualified than I am to be a police officer. There are women out there, well, one, even if we, let's say I'm 25 years younger. Let's say I'm about to be 23 and not 53, but I'm not. But let's just say that, okay? Even then, in fact, I'm probably, quite honestly, I'm in better shape now than I was at 23. 23, I was very overweight, never had a chance to be a cop. At 53, I don't have much of a chance, but I'm just telling you, I'm in much better physical condition. I'm running 3 miles a day, 3 or 4 times a week, it depends, usually 3 times a week. And I'm doing resistance exercise 3 times a week, an hour a day. I weigh the lightest I've ever been in my life, 147 pounds. At that, even if I were 30 years younger, there are women more qualified. And I'm not ashamed to say that. There are women who might be stronger, faster, and even smarter, and would make better police officers. So as we get into this, I'm not saying women shouldn't be cops. I'm saying women who meet all of the qualifications should be cops. Now, that seems straightforward enough, doesn't it? Well, of course it doesn't. And of course, it isn't. The Pennsylvania State Police, one of the nation's largest forces, is faced with ending the physical fitness test it gives to applicants for state trooper positions or defending in court a practice the federal government says illegally discriminates against women. The Obama Justice Department filed a lawsuit Tuesday in federal court in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, against Pennsylvania State Police. Here's essentially what the lawsuit says, that the policy of the physical requirement violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits gender discrimination in work. Here's the case. From 2003 to 2008, Pennsylvania used a physical fitness test that required five elements: a 300-meter run, sit-ups, push-ups, a vertical jump, and a 1.5-mile run. Okay? 94% of men passed that test. 71% of women passed that test. Here's what I've been unable to find. What were the time requirements for the 1.5-mile run, the 300-meter run? What were the quantity requirements for the sit-ups and push-ups? And what did your vertical jump have to be? If my vertical jump is where you could slip a dime under me, I'd have trouble. I don't have much of a vertical jump. So I don't know specifics. Okay. But the lawsuit says that difference is statistically significant, that 94% or most men for the Pennsylvania State Police passed that. Only 71% of women did. In 2009, the state added new components to the test. Men passed this test at a rate of 98%, while women only passed at a rate of 72%. This, too, is seen as statistically significant. If women had passed the test at the same rate as men, then approximately 119 additional women would have been eligible for consideration for hire, which would have led to approximately 45 female state troopers. They're saying that Pennsylvania needs to stop using this physical fitness test and develop hiring practices consistent with Title VII. It also demands make-whole relief, which includes hiring women, retroactive seniority, and back pay for women who suffered damages. Is that for the Pennsylvania State Police? 1.5-mile run, but it doesn't say what time. Do you just have to complete it? 300-meter run, 1 repetition bench press, 1 minute sit-ups. Here's the argument that these requirements are not essential or relevant to the job. That's their argument. That, look, these are just artificial barriers they're putting up because they know that men can perform these better on average, that men are going to be able to complete all of these more so than women. And that they're not really needed for the job. Well, then here's my question. If you're successful in this lawsuit, will the result be requirements that are necessary to become a Pennsylvania State Police officer or requirements that most women can pass? What should be the standards? What should be the requirements to be a police officer? I don't know the answer to that. I will say this. From what I'm seeing, these don't seem onerous. They don't seem incredibly excessive. I think it's possible I could pass those. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think I'm qualified to be a police officer. I know I'm not qualified to be a police officer. And I think I could pass those. They do not sound like they're intentionally difficult. If a much higher percentage of men can pass these than women, that means that most men exceed what women can do, most women can do physically. But on the other hand, 71% of women still pass this. That's a relatively high amount. I believe what's artificial here is suggesting that you have to lower the standards to get an equal number of men and women passing. I think that's wrong. We are still separate genders. And as genders, you've got guys who perform at higher level than women. But I'm not saying that some women aren't qualified. According to this, 71% of women are still qualified. I believe artificially lowering the standard so more women qualify endangers public safety. And this has come up. In fact, it was Brown County, I believe. This has come up. I don't think the standards that Pennsylvania uses are unreasonable. And I think it is wrong to lower the bar for anyone. It's just wrong. And I think public safety should come first. And the most physically qualified people, male or female, should get the job. It should just be that simple. What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. That's simply what I believe. And I realize some women will qualify where I don't. So what? It's 9:49.
The Jerry Bader Show.